At around 2:25 in the afternoon, everything changed. My phone rang and it was an unknown number, but I answered it anyway. "This is the General Hospital. Is this Max? We've called to inform you that your parents have been in a terrible car crash." We were a happy, picture-perfect family. My mom, my dad, and my little sister. My mom was always easygoing and ready to explore the world, while my dad was more reserved. My little sister Addison was 5 years younger than me, but we got along great. But that day, everything changed completely. My mom and dad were going to one of Dad's business conferences not far from here. Madison was at school, and I was just simply at home studying for one of my finals that were coming up. But then, I got the phone call about their accident. After I heard those words, "car crash," everything went black and white. I grabbed my car keys and ran out the door. At first, I had to wait until 2:30 to pick my sister up from school. Once I did, we zoomed over to the General Hospital. I immediately went to the front desk and asked for my parents. The receptionist ushered the doctor over to me and my sister. He took us in a back room and sat us down. "I'm sorry, Max, but it was a fatal car accident. Your parents died before we could save them." All I could hear was the beeping sound that the heart monitor was making behind me. I turned to my sister and broke in tears. My sister did the same after I told her that Mom and Dad were dead. We cried for what felt like hours. I had gathered my strength and picked up my little sister as we both headed out of the hospital teary-eyed. We walked past the waiting room where everyone was staring at us, as it seemed. I guess they weren't used to seeing a 19-year-old boy carrying his 14-year-old sister. One woman realized something was wrong and started getting teary-eyed when she saw us. It was nighttime and raining. I had Addison wait at the hospital entrance because it had a hood over it. I pulled the car around and she got inside. We drove in silence as I was thinking about how I no longer had anyone to support me or my sister. Well, at least me anyways. When we got home, Addison started working on her homework. I didn't have any strength left in me, so I ordered 8 pizzas from our favorite pizza place. I had a lot of support from my friends and from my faraway relatives, but I was still depressed. Everything was gray and white to me. I was still shocked and hurting like it was the first time I got the news. It just kept hurting over and over again, but I had to be strong for my sister. I would comfort Addison and tell her that everything was going to be okay. I knew what I was going to have to do as her brother and now legal guardian. They sent me piles of papers to sign things over into my name. I didn't expect to have so much responsibility all at once, and especially at the age I was. But I really wanted to give Addison a normal life. I took my time signing everything while I was slowly getting myself back together. I sent the papers back with success. I was now Madison's legal guardian. We celebrated by going out to eat at a restaurant, but I knew that the ride wasn't over. Sure enough, it wasn't. My aunt, who was never a close relative, was demanding custody over my sister. Neither me or my sister wanted that to happen, so we had to fight her in court. It was tough, but we didn't give up. We eventually won the case since I was able to prove that Addison is fed and clothed and in a stable environment. I'll never forget the embarrassment in my aunt's face as we left the courtroom. Everything was starting to look good again. My friend told me that me and Addison grieving over the death of our parents was completely normal. It hurts to lose someone you love. I finally graduated college with a high school degree, and my sister is now 16 years old, living a normal teenage social life. I'm 21 now, and me and my sister are doing well. I'm still her legal guardian, and everything turned out just fine. The experience has been a journey for us that we weren't prepared for, but I look at it as making us stronger and closer together as a family. Always stay close to your family. I want my story to encourage you to never give up. Even when the worst things happen to you, don't quit and stay close to family. I remember going through the stages of grief. I was grieving, but I was able to move on knowing that my mom and dad are not in pain anymore.